second movie in the trilogy, The Girl Who Played with Fire, I thought was so-so. The first one, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, but sets everything in motion. It was absolutely tremendous. I gave it a 10 out of 10. This movie, well, it gets an honest 8. And this movie, again, has already been shown on Swedish television. It's been out because all these shows, these films were originally made for Swedish television. So luckily, audiences in North America have finally been able to see this. And they're wonderful thrillers. If you like thrillers, then you're going to like this movie. But I also recommend you get the DVD or the video, if you still live in the Stone Age, to be the most successful movie. Thunderball from 1960 be the most successful movie ever made. That's right, with the exception of Deep Throat. The Aston Martin DB5, the original, actually was just sold the other day for $4.1 million. Apparently, the catalog to do the bidding on this auction was like $81 just to get the opportunity to bid. An American collector who's got a car museum somewhere in Idaho or the Midwest has bought the car, and he's a lucky guy. A little bit of trivia locally. One of those cars, because there was originally four cars made for the movie, two were used for promotion purposes. One of those cars was owned by a West Vancouver restaurateur, Frank Baker. He had it at his restaurant, The Attic. That wasn't the car actually used in the movie. It was one of two additional cars used to promote the movie. You want to see a good movie? Go rent Goldfinger or Thunderball. You'll see real entertainment. That's our show for today. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9, Real to Real. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Shake it together. Good evening, Vancouver. The next hour and a half on 119 FM CITR belongs to Shameless, where we'll play some music and have some good times all around. Tonight, I'm a Batman without a Robin, a Lewis without a Clark, an Obama without a Biden. My chief of staff, Natalie, is busy neck deep in schoolwork, so I thought now would be a pretty good time to transform tonight's edition of Shameless into an educational adventure, because, you know, the whole music thing is not really working out. And to help me with my studies, I'm joined by two of my colleagues, Pat and Jen.
Howdy.
How's it
Hello.
Going over there?
Good.
Pretty stellar.
Oh, yeah.
You two are radio students. We're all radio students.
Are
Raw,
we?
Yes.
You're making your radio debut. Or no, you're not making your radio debut.
Well, once. I was
that
an
counts.
Assistant of sorts.
I requested a song once.
Well, there you go.
Kind of counts.
Yeah, in a way. Not really.
They didn't have the song. It was really disappointing.
Oh.
Yeah. It was Honky Honky the Christmas Goose.
How could they not have that?
I don't know. It was CBC, too.
That's like a theme song of theirs, isn't it, or something?
Who knows?
Anyway, we started the show off with some of the Deers off their upcoming 2011 album. The track was Omega Dog from Degeneration Street. I quite enjoyed the falsetto, and to start off our study section, falsetto, as it says in one of my textbooks, is a term that is still commonly used. It originally came from the misconception that the false vocal folds are muscles existing above the true vocal folds, came together to produce the high sounds above the speaking voice. Once the voice science has developed the instrumentation to see the vocal folds in action, the misconception was cleared up. Those high sounds are still created in the true vocal folds action. The term falsetto remains.
That was scholarly.
That won't be on any tests, though. That was a huge waste of time, but I felt the urge to point it out. And we're going to study some more.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'll study, because I don't want to make a fool of myself on the radio.
That's why we have these handy flashcards.
That's why you two are here.
Oh,
that's
good.
Why we're here? Because we're...
Aim to please.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what else?
What
else?
We're
going to
interview a couple bands on the show. I feel I don't play enough local punk.
That's outstanding.
So, yeah.
Going to fix that tonight?
Punk bands, yeah. Mm. Going to talk to the Crystal Swells and Hospital Blonde, who are both doing a show at the Cobalt tomorrow night.
Be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, tomorrow is Bassia Boulat with Josh Ritter, and you can win tickets on this show for free if you hear the secret word, which will be coming up later.
I'm intrigued.
It might be secret word.
I don't even know what the secret word is.
I haven't been informed.
That's because of the secret.
Oh, shh.
Also, we didn't do our vocal exercises yet.
No.
Should we start now?
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing? We're stretching our tongue.
That's good. I feel so much better.
Right. Hi. Now.
Yeah.
Hi.
Matter of fact, I think we should move on.
Not just agreeing.
This next track goes out to everyone that's going to see the Gorillaz tonight with NERD at GM Place, now Rogers Arena. I like this track off their latest release, Plastic Beach, featuring Lou Reed. It's Some Kind of Nature. I hope everyone at that show drinks a lot. But know this, no matter how much you drink, you won't be drinking more than our ex-premier Gordon Campbell. In your face.
Oh, snap.
Oh, cold.
This is the Gorillaz. Damon Albarn's second best endeavor. First, of course, was his feud with Oasis.
It's true.
Yep. On 119, CITR, Shameless.
Some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of gold, some kind of majesty, some chemical load. Some kind of metal made up from glue, some kind of plastic I could wrap around you. The needy eat man-made, they wear phony clothes. They sit with our picture and build big bull.
Some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of gold, some kind of majesty, some chemical load.
Mirror like plastics and digital foils to wrap up a sound and protect the girls from the spiritual poison you spell at night. Like phony clothes, but I really like mice.
Some kind of nature.
Some kind of nature. Some kind of soul.
Yes, everybody like it. The red ribbon is the symbol of hope and solidarity for those affected by HIV/AIDS. November 2010 has officially been proclaimed Red Ribbon Month throughout the city of Vancouver by Mayor Gregor Robertson. From November 1st to December 2nd, AIDS Vancouver presents the We Care Red Ribbon Campaign. There are over 13,351 people living with HIV in British Columbia. This represents about 20% of Canada's total HIV-positive population. We need to work together to promote prevention, education, and support for those living with and affected by HIV. With events and public outreach throughout the month of November, AIDS Vancouver will inspire the Vancouver community to spread the love, stop the virus. To find out more about the We Care Red Ribbon campaign, visit www.redribbon.ca. HIV/AIDS. Together we can protect each other. Spread the love, stop the virus.
Calgary, Alberta, Canada, that is the sophomore release from Knucklehead. The album Hearts on Fire, the track End in Sight here on 101.9 FM, CITR. The show you're listening to is Shameless. Before that, Shad, Vancouver's greatest export. Just going to put that out there. Off his latest TSOL, the track We, Myself, and I. And of course, we started that whole set off with Gorillaz and Lou Reed from their latest Plastic Beach. The track, Some Kind of Nature. Rather jealous I am of anyone going to that show tonight. But also jealous of myself for being here with you two, Jen and Patrick.
As you should be.
How's it going?
Granted. Stellar.
Still stellar. Still pretty awesome. Just kind of rocking out over here.
Oh, heck yes.
Oh, yeah.
That studying is
just
going so well.
I know. This has been a good study show.
I think so.
Just saying, so far.
Oh, we're getting a lot
done. Covered a lot of ground.
Oh, yeah.
Really have.
Oh, yeah.
That resonating ladder is just expansive.
Can you work yours out for me right now?
I would, but I'm kind of I'm a little busy at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you?
A little busy.
Really?
Busy being full
a little busy,
of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a show to run here.
Oh, okay. Continue.
But how about you quiz each other for my amusement?
Quiz each other for your oh.
Yes, my lord.
Yes. Dancing monkeys over here. All right.
I don't dance.
No, you get down.
Oh.
Okay, what are you if you are tensed and holding muscularly?
Likely going to fail our course.
Oh. Oh, sad face you are, because that was the wrong answer. You are tensed and holding mentally.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now do me.
But of course. I mean, what?
Cool. Bazinga.
I don't even understand these. I am so confused.
Really? Because they're like verbatim, the notes.
Well, yes, but, you know, asking questions on them, it's...
You're dying.
I am dying. This is awful.
Okay, okay, Jonathan, come on. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
It's getting dramatic for you.
Oh, God. Pressure. Okay, go.
In natural speaking, such blank is rare.
Oh. What? In natural speaking, isolated pitch areas. Resonating areas? Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah. I'd get an okay for that.
You get two okays from me.
I get two okays? Oh, this is my lucky day. Jonathan, you're the best.
Coming up now, I think we're going to have a little chat with Hospital Blonde playing the Cobalt.
Tomorrow night. Maybe they can help us study.
Maybe they can.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
They know their resonating ladders, I'm sure.
I bet they do. They probably got better pitch than I do.
Matter of fact, they just finished some demos tonight, and they sent them to me via email.
Hot.
That's the miracle of modern technology. So, for your listening pleasure, here comes Mr. Stork on 101.9 CITR Shameless.
Was built by I'm a lover as others, but somehow she finds me. My heart is pulsing and bloody, she beats for nobody specifically. Your love is muddy and jaded, it's been played in 50 ways to live me. Tell me your pretty lies. Like I know is a lover's heart. What's been made a fool of, but ain't it the fool that gets all of the lover's heart? It's getting hard to remember the lies from December you promised them. We needed loving so badly, we pretended that we had it when you told me your pretty lies. Wait a long time coming, we're wide awake. A long time coming, we lie and wait. A long time coming, we're wide awake. A long time coming, we lie and wait. A long time coming, it's a long time is free hasn't ever slept with me. The birds and bees are our disease, contracted collectively. And we're reborn in the morning with no old little warning. Lover, please don't fall in love with me. But if you think you might, it's alright, I wouldn't mind. I've heard this story from a couple friends of mine, that you believe yourself, the very lies you tell. But don't I love it when you're spinning them? I started grinning when I see you looked up to the left. Tell me you want me like the oxygen in every breath. Say that I'm needed like the landlord on the 30th. I don't believe you. These damn lies, your lies, tell mine. Such pretty lies.
From Calgary, Alberta, those are the dudes. I highly enjoy them. Partially for their name, but for other reasons as well. This is Shameless Son, 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. And what we had in that set before that was A Fish Called Piranha from their latest The Year of the Fish. The track was Rome. Someone called up a couple weeks ago asking for some Fish Called Piranha. He didn't say who he was, he just said, "This goes out to Kelly. I love her." I said I'd play it, and then I didn't, so... Dude, there it is for you. Pompoir before that with Exploding Time. The track was Going Nowhere. And we started the set off with the Safety Show, Ship of Sorrows. Safety Show playing New Brandeis on the 6th of November. I'm now very honored to be joined by a great local band, Crystal Swells. How's it going over there?
Good, good.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming out.
Oh, no problem.
How about a round of introductions?
Sure. I'm Joel. I play bass and sing occasionally.
I'm Tim. I play clarinet mostly, and sometimes I play a bit of electric guitar.
I'm Ross, and I play the drums. That is all.
That's all. You're the backbone of the band, it's not all.
We just wind them up.
I seem to think I can be replaced by a drum machine at any minute. So.
That's true. You better watch out.
Yeah,
or one of those monkeys. They keep rhythm pretty good. So, gonna get deep into everything you have to offer.
Let's
get
do it.
Deep into your psyche. But first, I think, how about we play a track of yours? I'm quite partial to Dead Awake. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Yeah, awesome. That's an interesting song. I've somewhat of a story about it, but that's okay. Maybe wait till after.
All right.
Sure.
Sounds great. Dead Awake, Crystal Swells on Shameless, 119 FM, CITR.
Thank you. think about the card table sharks in those old country bars. Till I was old enough to go and sit down. I didn't think that there was that much harm in hanging on to hearts. Until I found out that flush means you drown. And like cowboys of old, I grabbed a rifle and I rode through the sunset. Oh, the sunset. On a trail where the old man claimed there's a border town. Where the cut shots don't lie, where all the maidens catch your eye on the sunset. Oh, the sunset. Let's a man forget about the cards he's been hiding on. It was colder and the night was growing bolder. I was getting tired. So I pulled off the trail and started a fire. With the dark came the songs of lonely dogs singing out the moon. In the desert that night, well, I was one of the two. But like cowboys of old, I grabbed a rifle and I rode. Sunset, oh the sunset, on a trail where the old man claimed there's a border town. Where the cat shines the light, where all the maidens catch your eye on the sunset, oh the sunset. Let's a man forget about the hearts he's been hanging on. Oh, and he's hanging on. Grabbed a rifle and I rode to the sunset. Oh, the sunset. On a trail where the old men claim there's a border town. Where the cut shots don't lie, where all the maidens catch your eye on the sunset. Oh, the sunset. Let a man forget about the hearts he's been hanging on. Thank you.
Lines on 101.9 FM CITR off their self-titled 7-inch. The track was Leaving. Tree Lines in the middle of that set from out here in Vancouver off their latest release, Young Man. The song was Cowboys. And we started that set off with the Crystal Swells and Dead Awake. Crystal Swells playing the Cobalt tomorrow night with several great bands such as Melted Faces and Hospital Blonde.
It's Friday night.
That's right.
Yes.
Thanks for the clarification. So, how did you guys come together?
I don't know.
We've all been friends for a while.
Yeah.
Me and Joel played in a band called Harmless Heroes high school, a little bit after high school. And, friends. We dismembered, and then other friends met and band dismembered.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of wandered in. Broken up bands.
Tim kind of showed up. Me and the other guitar player's not here, Nick. We had a small radio show out in Abbotsford, and after the radio show, we'd always like buy beer and go and get drunk at my farm. And Ross's drums were there, and then we just like jam, and it just kind of like slowly turned into more serious things, which is kind of sad actually. It was so more innocent at the beginning.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't get drunk on the radio.
Yeah, no.
That's the trap many people fall into. Not me, of course.
We got here too late.
The party doesn't need to stop now. Speaking of which, the next track we're going to play, Mellow Californian.
Mm-hmm.
I chose this because I was curious on your thoughts on Proposition 19. That didn't pass yesterday.
Yeah, right. You know, I just really don't think marijuana is ever going to be legal. And maybe it shouldn't be. I mean, it would probably be more expensive. It would probably be crappier. I mean, it pretty much is legal up here. You can buy it fairly easily. What's the point of it even being legalized? But, yeah, I don't know. Either way, I'm still using it.
Nice. What about right now?
No.
You didn't answer that.
No.
Sorry, I went too far with that one. So how about it? Here's Mellow Californian. Crystal Swells on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR.
13 Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
What's up?
Mind to clear out. Snow that this was built to stress, that I'm blasting.
Curmudgeon's Club was the track, Hermetic, the band, here on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR. Little Girls from Toronto before that, with Last Call. And we started the set off with the Crystal Swells, Mellow Californian. Here's me right now, are three of the members of Crystal Swells.
Hello.
Been chatting with you for the last half hour or so.
Yeah.
It's true.
Not lying.
How's the experience been for you so far?
It's nice. It's a little nerve-wracking, honestly. This is like maybe the second time I've ever had to talk about music that I've made before, so yeah. In an official way, I guess. Anyway.
We barely got into any music talk.
Yeah, that's true.
So what was the recording of your EP, your last EP, like?
It was pretty relaxed.
Quick and painless.
Yeah, no, we set up in my basement and went on to a little Nick's broken, half-broken Tascam 4-track. And just kind of got, you know, a decent take of each song. The first session we did, we didn't even listen back. We're like, I think that was good. And it actually surprisingly turned out okay. So it was really just luck. I mean, it's all, you know.
Yeah, Dead Awake, the first track you played, we weren't even going to use it at all. It was kind of just record it, see how it goes, and then take it from there.
Yeah.
We let it sit for about a month or two before we even did anything with it. And, you know, we're going to put on a cassette that we're putting out pretty soon, too.
Mm-hmm. So will the cassette differ from your EP in any way?
It's a little bit different. I think the first thing that we did was a little bit more punk rock, and now we're still punk rock, but it's kind of, there's like a long noise song. We have a 9-minute song that's pretty much just us kind of, you know, just kind of droning out for a while, which is really fun. And then we have kind of like Mellow California. That was when we've definitely kind of gotten into a little bit more surfy and cowboy-y influences, which is kind of fun. It's like,
brought the organ in.
Yeah, I have this old organ that is half broken as well, and that we started to incorporate more because it was nice to like change it up, you know, and make different noises.
Nice, and you're also playing Shindig in round two.
Yes. Oh, yes, we advanced.
Yeah. That's good. It's hard to advance in that competition. Seen a lot of bands come and go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a full house. It didn't look like that at first.
It was a nice surprise, yeah.
It was quite empty about 20 minutes before the show, and then all of a sudden the people just started piling in, and everyone hung out. It was cool.
Yeah.
It's a good show, yeah.
I was really sick. I caught a cold like the day before.
Oh yeah, and then we shared mics and I got sick. That was the worst.
Yep, exactly.
How do you feel about the punk scene in Vancouver in the year 2010?
I don't know. I really like it. I think there's a lot of bands that really just do whatever they want and make music just for the sake of it, it seems. And that kind of inspires me, which I like. I think because we're on the West Coast and we're ignored by the rest of Canada, that we just kind of have this defeatist attitude, like, no one's going to care about this, so let's do whatever we want, which is good. At the same time, sometimes it's really trendy, but otherwise, whatever.
Running out of genres.
Yeah.
You think you'll ever go on tour?
It's, like, something I've always wanted to do for ever since I was playing in bands, but it kind of depends. When you get old, it gets tougher to, like, just go away, and you have more kind of, I guess, I don't know, worries and things to look after. But yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think?
They probably, like, will go somewhere and do some shows. Maybe do not a big, like, month tour or anything like that. But
yeah.
Maybe go and play a few shows consecutively.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool to play in, like, Portland at, like, that whatever music festival you went to.
Yeah, summer. Summer bummer, though.
Yeah, something like that would be really cool.
Yeah,
go to
for
Calgary
sure.
This year, too, to do a show at a festival. What was the festival called?
Yeah, yeah, maybe if we can get on Shed Island. It all depends, I guess. But yeah. It's okay, I could just play in my basement for the rest of my life, I guess.
Going back a little bit, you said you had a good story behind the first track we played.
Yeah, Dead Awake. Yeah. That was, well, Ross kind of touched on it. When we recorded it, we thought it sounded terrible. and then we tried to do the vocals, and we thought it sounded even worse. And then we kind of came back to it, did the vocals, and then Nick showed up the next day, and, like, suddenly he loved the song. Nick's kind of our cool filter. If everything kind of goes through him. So suddenly it was a great song. And everyone likes it, so I guess he was right. Well, not everyone, but...
It's like Mikey likes it.
Exactly.
So shall we get into another Crystal Swells track?
Sure.
I'm thinking James.
Yeah, sure. That was one of the songs that Tim brought to us, which we all loved.
Nice. And I'm thinking of some Hospital Blonde later after that, and that's set.
Nice.
Also, I want to say before I forget, the secret word for the Bashi Bulat Josh Ritter tickets for tomorrow night, for the free tickets, is secret word. So if you call right now, 822-2487, and you just say secret word, 822-2487. If you got, you know, touchtone pad spelled UBCCITR, the 604 in front of that, 604-822-2487, and you can have yourself a free pair. Bashi Bulat, Josh Ritter tickets. What a deal. But now, some Crystal Swells on Shameless.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls.
Beatles.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Thank you.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss Paranormal Activity from October 22nd to November 4th, and then Jackass 3D from November 6th to November 12th. For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Playing this Friday night at the Cobalt, that is Hospital Blonde, new Hospital Blonde, recorded tonight.
Really?
Really.
Wow. Cool.
Red River Ball is the track. Before that, Shindig 2009 winners, The Hidden Towers, with Ashes of the Zeppelin.
Yeah, that's good.
And we start that set off with The Crystal Swells, who are here with me right now, the new future Shindig winners. I'm calling it.
Right on.
Ooh, awesome. Kiss of death.
Well, because you can't blame me if it all goes to hell.
Yeah, no, it'll be...
Is it going to win the playoffs? Or...
It'll be Tim's fault. Yeah, for sure. They win the cup every September, and then they have to give it back. Anyway.
You get to keep it for a day on the team. So you're also playing the Cobalt tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
And I've been meaning to ask you, I know it's kind of old news by now, but you're the first punk band I got to ask, how do you feel about the new renovated facelift the Cobalt has gotten?
I've yet to see it. Tim went and saw it last Friday, yeah.
It's not bad. It's a little trendy, but it's kind of cool. It's got a nice feel inside. Definitely sort of borderline over trendy.
Yeah.
All the sort of Andy Warhol sort of fixtures that we got up there.
You got Darth Vader, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, that's
Gandhi,
right.
Gandhi, Elvis, I think.
It almost feels like I'm stepping into like an Urban Outfitters or like some sort of Aritzia. If you can just sell me clothes or some shit.
So that's the Cobalt Friday night.
Come on down.
Our new favorite venue. Can you still wear hockey skates in there? Because they used to have that like rubber all along the floor, and you're like, I could wear my skates in here.
It was such rough terrain in there.
By the end of the night, it was always pretty brutal, the ground.
I felt like I was in a Gwar video in that place back in the day. In a good way, but yeah. To be honest, I've been there more times now that it's been renovated than I did.
Do you think of it?
Back in the original. I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty trendy looking too. It looks very sparse and empty. It lost a bit of its character, but I'd probably sooner go there to a show now than I would have
That's what I was kind of thinking too. When we used to do shows there in our old punk bands, it was kind of hard to get people to come to the shows there. Everyone was very wary and not really interested. And now, like, most people have been like, oh yeah, I heard it's really nice and cool and stuff. So it's strange, it feels weird, but.
Or we just tell the people who don't know what it is, just be like, yeah, come out.
Yeah. My parents still think it's horrible. They're like, oh my God.
Like, you went to the Cobalt? What are you doing?
Should take you in and get shots or something.
You didn't drink the beer, did you? You didn't get anything on tap, did you?
That was the old story that, like, they'd always keep their beer until, like, past expiry. So if you drank too much of their beer there, you'd always feel really bad the next day, like, assurance.
Were there, like, syringes in the booths and stuff? Which were you saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have compared, you know, pints of the same beer to friends who have the exact same brand. Different colors, way off.
So that's the Cobalt, right?
Yeah, and Melted Faces, Hospital Blonde. No more strangers in Beetroot. And Tristan are all putting it on. Tristan's an awesome guy. I think he plays in Double Dragon, I think. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and yeah. It's definitely gonna be fun. It'll be nice.
I agree. And on that note, as we have like 5 minutes left, I think we should play some more Crystal Swells. Any requests?
How about Patent Trolls? Patent Trolls.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It's one of my personal favorites, I think.
Excellent call.
You should call Nick and make sure it's okay.
This is a shameless song. 101.9 FM, CITR. Was Crystal Swells here on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR. They play the Cobalt Friday night. Thanks for coming out, boys.
Oh, thank you.
Good to meet you.
Thanks for good chatting. Thanks for the pez.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I treat my guests well. Anyway, stay tuned to CITR for Folk Oasis coming up right now.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blimp, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding.